lang short spiel dito na sana will catch your interest. So basically, aayusin natin ang landas mo. Yun ang gagawin natin sa course na to. Una sa lahat, mahirap magnegosyo. Okay? So lahat ng courses namin dito sa FMDS, halos related lahat sa negosyo. Yun yung una. Pangalawa, this is a truth. Mahirap mag-aral online. Okay? So tandaan niyo yun. Kahit yun lang matutunan niyo sa lahat ng courses. Una, mahirap magnegosyo. Pangalawa, mahirap mag-aral online. So sana alam niyo yung pinapasok niyo. We will help you. We will encourage you dito sa UPOU. Very challenging siya, lalo pag slow ang connection, iinit ulo mo. Tapos mag-explain ka sa teacher mo, sir, bumabagyo po sa amin, di ako nakapag-send ng ganyan-ganyan. Pagdadaanan natin yan lahat. Ako, 4 na taon na ako sa OU. Naranasan ko na yan lahat. Okay? So, yun yung mga messages na gusto kong palating. The problem is right now is entrepreneurs are too excited. Ako kasi magsasaka din ako, kaya nakita niyo mga pictures ko puro tungkol sa farming. So, may negosyo akong restaurant, meron akong negosyong farm. Okay, so ako hindi ako nag-corporate world. Pagka-graduate ko, negosyo agad kasi punong-puno ng passion eh, bata eh, okay? 21 years old, may negosyo na, waldas buhay na lahat, okay? Waldas na. So, negosyo, passion, okay? But tulad ng mga farmers na excited mag-sow ng seeds or magtanim, minsan nalilimutan nilang i-develop yung sistema ng farm nila bago sila magtanim. Kasi excited ka nang makitang nagwo-work yung idea mo. Gusto mo nang makita yung mga seeds mong sumibol, so ginagawa mo na agad. Little did you know, do you know, na hindi pa pala ako ready para sa ganito. So kaya important ang personal entrepreneurial development. Kasi pag di ka pumasa sa kursong to, hindi ka pa ready sa negosyo. Yun ang aking realization 3 years ago. Okay? Although yung kinuha ko tong course na to, 3 years na ako nagne-negosyo nun. Okay? So bago tayo mag-proceed sa aking PowerPoint to go over the course. Babasahan ko yung experience ko para malaman nyo sino ba itong nagsasalita sa harap ko. Bata pa ako, 28 lang ako. Okay, so 7 years na ako nagninegosyo, 7 years na ako nasa food and beverage industry, 2 years na akong nagsasaka, at marami na kaming sinet up na mga farm, ganyan, etc. So babasahan ko kung sino ako para maniwala kayo sa presentation ko. Okay, before we begin the course, let me introduce myself. My name is Javis Joshua M. Flores. I am a resident of Los Baños, Laguna, and I have been living here since 2002. I was born and raised in Quezon City, city boy po ako, before my family moved to Laguna in the mid-1990s. I am a graduate of the BA Sociology program at UP Los Baños, and I am currently taking my master's degree in Environment and Natural Resources Management, specializing in upland resources management here at UPOU. Okay. Originally intended as a distance education test drive, aside from the pursuit of skills and knowledge building, I enrolled in 3 non-formal courses, sunod-sunod, and graduated with high distinction in every course. PED 2011, New Enterprise Planning 2012, Organic Agriculture in 2012. And in 2013, I felt I was ready to pursue a master's degree. You see, learning online is not easy. My parents wanted me to enroll in UPOU right after I graduated, but I didn't understand the concept of online learning yet. So it took me 4 years to take the plunge and finally believe in the system of learning. Okay, why am I your course coordinator for PED and what do I actually do, no? Okay, I have been in the food and beverage industry since 2007. I was featured in Entrepreneur Magazine in 2008, the Philippine Daily Inquirer in 2008, and my life was featured in a documentary in NHK World and BS1 in 2009. I'm one of the co-owners and original team members of the specialty coffee shop called Cafe Antonio Small Town Coffee Brewers Inc. Malapit lang siya dyan. It's established in 2008. Okay, we also have a manual coffee brewing catering service called Coffee Unplugged, established in 2012. Okay, I can best describe our experience in the business as 20 years worth of challenges crammed in 6 years. You'll find out why. Okay, you'll find out why as you progress through the course. I'm a professional barista with training from the Henny Season Culinary School in Quezon City, Highlander Academy of Coffee in Singapore, and I have education units from the Specialty Coffee Association of America. I have been training college students, baristas, and fellow entrepreneurs since 2007. I competed and I trained to become one of the sensory judges for the Philippine National Barista Championship in 2013. Currently, I am also employed din ako as a permaculture designer and organic farmer. in a farm retreat called Kainos Farm in Calamba. I received my basic permaculture design course certificate from Kabiokid Foundation in Nueva Ecija. In 2014, I plan to pursue an advanced Australian certificate. Okay, I'm a freelance farm consultant. I design farms and gardens, and I do lots of volunteer work. Okay, so you can read the rest of the story dun sa ating course guide. So makikita nyo how all of these things come together. Kasi pag entrepreneur ka, hindi lang dapat isa ang ginagawa mo. Marami yan, pero dapat hindi sabog yung iyong pag-iisip. Okay, so proceed tayo dun. So that's me. Ako si Jabez, that's me. So marami na kayong pinagdaanan. And I really feel na yung what we have experienced for the past 6 years ay sobrang special. Sa mga estudyante ko, gusto ko malaman yung story nyo na yon. Kasi very unique siya. I think di nyo siya maririnig sa iba. Kaya si Lord ang gumawa nun. Okay. Okay, proceed tayo with the PowerPoint. Okay, this is personal entrepreneurial development. Next slide, please. Okay, course objectives, to provide learners with an understanding of the roles and responsibilities as well as the risks, wala nang battery, and rewards of being an entrepreneur. Two is to provide learners with an appreciation of the various factors in the environment that can help or hinder them from becoming successful entrepreneurs. Number three, to equip learners with tools for assessing whether they have the personal entrepreneurial characteristics that make a successful entrepreneur and to develop these in themselves if necessary. Number four, to stimulate among learners their latent creativity, need for achievement, and other wellsprings of entrepreneurship. And last, to provide learners with tools for life setting, for life goal setting and personal action planning. So by the end of this course, dapat maayos na yung buhay nyo, kasi yun yung output nyo. Clear na yung gagawin nyo. If you finish this, you can proceed with the other courses. You can go to new enterprise planning, you can go to accounting, go to organic agriculture, go to e-commerce. Okay, kasi it's really good to invest in this startup course. Kasi wala naman kaming yung pagkasunod-sunod na courses. You can take up any course. Pero personally, I recommend that you take this course first. Kasi if you do not pass this course, you do not have what it takes to be an entrepreneur yet. Kasi maybe you have that drive, you have that fire to become an entrepreneur, pero baka after 2 or 3 years, makaranas ka lang ng Glenda, wala na yung fire mo. Okay, so dito sa course na to, i-develop natin yan. How entrepreneurs are able to recover sa mga gantong situations. Para ngayon, lahat ng negosyo ko sira, 'di ba? Tapos nandito ako nagpe-present. 'Di ba? So paano? Paano ka makasmile? 'Di ba? Pag nasira lahat. 'Di ba? Paano ka makasmile pag nanakawan ka ng pera? Paano ka makasmile pag umalis lahat ng empleyado mo? 'Di ba? Nandun pa ba yung fire sa heart mo? Sige nga, yun yung mga questions, sige nga. Kaya mo bang matulog sa shop mo at maging janitor? Kaya mo bang mabuhay sa minimum wage? Kaya mo bang hindi sumweldo ng 3 buwan? Yun yung mga cha-challenge natin sa inyo. I-develop natin sa inyo yan. Tapos tingnan natin kung kaya nyo to go to the next level. So, this is a very, very long course. It is 21 modules. At kasing kapal ng Big Mac yung libro natin dyan. Kapal siya, 21 modules. And it has lots and lots of reading. And talagang tututukan ko kayo dito. Kakabili ko lang ng pocket wifi, so lagi akong online. Wala kayong kawala sa akin. Okay? Very strict akong teacher. I've been teaching entrepreneurship, setting up coffee shops, businesses since 2007. Okay, so bata pa ako, nakikinig na sa akin mga matatanda. Okay, so kasi alam nila na special yung case namin and alam nila na may topa kami nung 21 years old, nag-set up kami ng business nang walang kaalam-alam sa accounting, walang kaalam-alam tungkol sa taxes, nag-plunge lang. Okay? So akala nila, ay cool, ang cool nila. Kasi ngayon, naghihirap na. Ganyan. So sana makarelate kayo sa experience namin. I think that's the best thing na ma-share ko sa inyo. And how we were able to level up in such a short time. Level up in terms of experience, ha? Yung income, bahala na kayo doon. In experience, level up sa experience. Okay, so the first unit is who is the entrepreneur? The entrepreneur, who is he and why is he important? Module 2, rewards and risks of being an entrepreneur. Okay, medyo heavy tong first part kasi muni-muni time na yan eh. That's 40 pages long, yung dalawang module na yan. At meron na kayong output dapat in 4 days. I will give you a detailed or recommended study plan later. Unit 2, what makes the Filipino entrepreneur successful? What makes the Filipino want to become an entrepreneur? Family education and work background of the entrepreneur. Bakit mo gusto maging entrepreneur in the first place? Module 5, natural and material resources for the entrepreneur. Dito sa course na to, magiging a little biased ako sa localization, using organic products, using indigenous products, using what we have, and not importing as much as possible. Module 6, how does the government help the entrepreneur? Mga agencies na pwedeng tumulong sa atin, magbigay ng assistance. And module 7, can entrepreneurship be learned? Okay, pagkatapos ng pagmunimunihan yung lahat, sa module 7, matututunan ko ba to? So kung hindi, mag-draft na kayo tapos mag-take kayo ng ibang course. Okay, initial personal assessment. So PED is a long course nga, 16 weeks pero long yung modules. Pero it takes a lot of reflection, ganyan, meditation, prayer, lahat. Lahat yun, magagamit na dyan, okay? So dito, assess natin sarili nyo. How does an entrepreneur behave? Do I have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Module 9 na yun. So siguro dahil umabot kayo ng module 9, meron na kayong qualities ng entrepreneur. Unit 4, creativity. Favorite topic ko to. Okay. Next, unit 5, entrepreneurial motivation training 2. Opportunity seeking, risk taking, persistence, commitment to work contract, demand for quality and efficiency. These are heavy topics. These are heavy topics that you really need to understand para tumagal kayo sa negosyo. Okay? Kailangan nyo tumagal sa negosyo. Kasi first year pa lang, maaring maging magandang experience nyo sa pagninegosyo. Pero second year, minsan dyan karaniwan bumabagsak. Third year, makikita mo sarado na at naghahanap-hanap na naman ng ibang trabaho. So sana hindi tayo maging ganun. Unit 6, Module 16, Information Seeking, goal setting, Systematic Planning and Monitoring, Self-Confidence, Module 20, Persuasion and Marketing, and last, yung Personal Action Plan. Okay, so these are concrete steps that we will develop, that you will write, and by the end of the course, ipe-present nyo to sa akin. So I decided na you do not have to come here sa UPOU to present your personal action plan, but you can just send a video, you can write a song, or PowerPoint, explaining your personal action plan. And sana merong concrete results. Kasi for me personally, nung ginawa ko yan, talagang nabigyan ng direction yung aking negosyo. Although 3 years na ako nag-negosyo noon. So sunod-sunod na yan. Mag-hunger ka, mag-thirst ka for more learning. So sinunod ko yun, nag-proceed ka to the next level, and yun. These are the course requirements. To pass the course, you must submit all the required assignments on or before the deadline. Wag after, may deductions na po tayo doon. You should participate in online forum discussions. Meron tayong underground forum sa ating FB. Makikita niyo yun. Pwede kayo mag-upload ng mga pics nyo doon, ganyan. Mga meme. And last is submit and present a personal action plan. Next. This is the grading scheme. So each assignment is worth 30 points or 20%. And nilagyan ko ng grade yung online forum discussions kasi I want everyone to share their experiences because I'm sure na merong mga astig pang experience kayo kaysa sa akin. So gusto ko matuto din sa inyo, tapos matuto kayo sa akin, sharing lang tayo. Okay, so, and finally, yung personal action plan is 20 points or 13% of the final grade. Okay, ito na-discuss na namin. I hope you go for the high distinction certificate because it will give you the opportunity to talk, okay, and make people cry para sa closing ceremonies. You get the opportunity to talk, to share your experience and what has changed in you. So, i-push nyo yan. Maganda din sa resume yan. Pogi yan. This is a brief summary of the study schedule. We have assignments on due on August 15, September 15, October 15, November 5, and November 8. So, this is a summary of everything that you have to submit. December 6, you graduate. Next is, I uploaded sa ating site yung recommended study schedule. You do not have to follow this, pero dahil mahaba yung course, ito yung suggestion ko. Next po. Ayan, ito yung suggestion ko. So July 19 is day 1, orientation. I'll give you July 20 to 22 to read module 1. Then every Wednesday, we have a break. Huwag kayo pumunta ng my portal. Gumimik kayo, okay? So nilagyan ko ng break yan, kasi day off ko din to sa cafe. So para sabay tayo. Okay, so day off ko rin yan. So break tayo, wag kayong mag-isip, ganyan. Tapos we have a submission of assignment on August 15. So this is just recommended, parang suggestion ko lang to na gawin nyo kasi sobrang daming modules. So i-pace nyo para hindi tayo mapagod. I-pace natin to. Next, yan, nakaplano na yan hanggang matapos. So later you can ask other questions like anong pinagkaiba ng PED sa NEP, sir, di ko pa alam gagawin ko sa buhay, ganyan-ganyan. You can ask that later, but always remember, Gusto ko ito makita sa mga estudyante ko, be creative, be crazy, okay? Let's aim high malunggay, kasi paborito ko ng malunggay, kasi pag wala akong pera, pumipitas lang ako, yan ang bumubuhay sa akin, okay? Yung malunggay at mabilis siyang tumubo ulit. So I want our entrepreneurs here from OU to be really, really creative and really, really be crazy talaga. Kasi we need crazy solutions for these crazy real world problems eh. Kung conventional thinker ka, mahihirapan ka dito. That you have to think outside of the box. Dapat yung tas nag-post ako sa my portal natin, bawal ang negative vibes, okay? Pag nagka-negative vibes ka, ipa-block ka namin sa classroom. Dapat laging positive, okay? Positive tayo lagi dito. This is a motivational course, okay? Hindi to technical like Brian and NEP. Masan kayo magsusulat ng ano. This is a motivational course. This is a motivational course. Pagkatapos nyo, ganyan ako. Negosyo. Tapos bili kayo ng maraming entrepreneur magazine. Okay? So, yan. Maganda siya. Okay, so I will reserve the questions for later. Ako si JBS and I hope mag-take kayo ng PED. Susulitin natin yan. Okay? May pocket wifi ako. So, susulitin natin yan. Okay, thank you.